At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. This past Saturday night, I was at U.S. Bank Stadium attending the Kendrick SZA kickoff for their tour, the GNX National, Grand National Tour. And I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan, clearly. Everybody, I think, knows that. SZA, I'm still learning more about her catalog. I've known about her for years, but she is phenomenal and even better listening to her live and in person. But over the course of the last month or so, because just being in the space, the media space, TV and radio, I love phenomenal content creators. And I came across a guy, a gentleman, and he's actually local too, which I didn't know until today, who was at the show on Saturday. His name is Wayne Felton, and he goes by Just Wayne Creative. And he's a great content creator. He was at the concert as well, and I want to welcome him onto the Lake Show and talk about the show, but also talk about what he's doing with his content, because I came across him on Instagram. First off, Wayne, thank you so much for your time this evening, man.
I appreciate it. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so before we get into Kendrick, SZA, and everything, tell the people out there in the listening audience a little bit about you and your content creation. Like, what platforms, what all platforms are you on?
Absolutely. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And I really just started making TikToks back in 2020 when everyone else did. And it's just taken off from there over the last 5 years.
I bet it's been crazy. I bet it's been really crazy because for me, I haven't. So I'm in the radio and television space, and I have an Instagram, and I do the whole Twitter and Blue Sky and all that stuff. I never once hopped on Snapchat. Or even got on TikTok, which I know I need to do. But what has your world been like since you've really got into the content creation business?
Yeah, it's been expansive. I think, you know, just in 2020, at the time, I was an assistant principal in a middle school. So I was making TikToks for my students who were in distance learning because we used to play music in the cafeteria. So I was like, if I can just keep them engaged during the pandemic, this will be great. And it turned into me, like, at one point, I had a video go viral, and Lin-Manuel Miranda reached out to me. Like, it creates this whole world of meeting people from around the world who share similar interests. And yeah. So that's the fun part. And then specifically in the last year, I'm talking a lot about things that are happening in hip-hop. We experienced, I know we're going to get into it, but we experienced the biggest hip-hop moment in probably a decade with the beef between Drake and Kendrick. So it's fun to kind of chronicle that and talk about it since.
Yeah, yeah. And let's dive into that because you were at the concert on Saturday night. I was at the concert. And I think, we were all blessed in that it's the start of the tour, right? The tour started here. We get the first crack at being a part of it all and witnessing it in real time. I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan. I don't know where you stand in terms of like who you like in terms of your top tier rappers, but 2024 was, like you just mentioned, that was a big deal. Like the him versus Drake battle back and forth. Everybody yep. knows how it played out in terms of Kendrick Lamar winning that battle, and eventually it led to yep. some big endorsements. It led to the Super Bowl and now this tour. What were your expectations going into the concert on Saturday night?
Yeah, mine were high. I was expecting to see something from a story perspective. I'm a big Kendrick fan, and what I love about him is the way he weaves story into his work, whether it's his albums or his performances that are satirical or allegorical. And so I was prepared for big visuals and, you know, tremendous storytelling, and that's exactly what we got. Like, that's what I was looking for, in addition to the stadium. Like, being in a stadium with that many people rapping along with my favorite artist is incredible. So this, the duality of the expansiveness that comes from a stadium, well, like the intricacies of like, what is the story and how is he going to communicate to us through it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And for me, I think that one of the things that I loved about the setup in the show were the visuals. We know that Kendrick Lamar yes. represents Compton, California. He's representing the whole Cali vibe and all that stuff, whatever. And he is a guy that he can go street. He can also go conscious. He's very much intellectual. I love the diversity and who he is as a person, as a human being. But to me, the visuals and the setup of the stage, what were your thoughts on that?
I think there were so many different themes he was covering. Like, I spent some time last night just unpacking the depositions. Like, I took video along the way because I didn't want to miss anything. And just him really saying, I've heard y'all. I heard what you've been saying about me on the internet. I hear what Drake is trying to say about me in these legal proceedings. I'm going to respond as if I'm actually the one being sued. And watching him build that motif, and that was just one motif. That's not the black and white into color that we saw over the course of the show, or, you know, the visuals with him and SZA. SZA's visuals was a whole nother thing in her metamorphosis. So there was so much that was happening. I almost felt like you couldn't blink or really go to the bathroom because it was like, oh no, did I miss? And I think that's the cool part, is he was really drawing us in to these multiple layered stories and then using his catalog as a way of saying, here's a visual. Now hear what I wrote, hear what I'll rap, how it relates to the thing trying to communicate. I think that is why he's my favorite, because he can do both of those things.
Yeah, we're talking to Wayne Felton. He goes by Just Wayne Creative. He's a content creator, does a phenomenal job. Check him out on YouTube, on Instagram, also on TikTok. He's joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Now let's keep it real. Were there any anxious moments for you during the course of the concert? Because I'm going to tell you, there were two for me, and I'm going to tell you exactly what they were. The first one was when SZA was suspended in air and singing the song for for like 4 or 5 minutes. I kept saying to my friend Marjan, my photog, I was like, yeah, she up there for a long time. I hope this works out, you know, and there's no snafus there. And then there was also a moment, I'm not sure if you saw this, because I'm not sure that a lot of people in the stadium realize this, but with the pyrotechnics, a piece did get on fire up top, and it took a few minutes for it to kind of burn out.
Yeah, I didn't know that until after the show, hopping on TikTok.
Okay.
So I didn't see that happen. The first time the fire went up, I was like, oh, I watched the smoke, because I was like, this would be interesting just having that much. I mean, it's an indoor stadium.
Yep.
And so, like, I was like, that'll be interesting. But something I thought about as an, like, I make music myself, and when you are on tour, those first few shows are, we've done it in a soundstage, we've put it in the CAD computers, we've done some run-throughs. How does it actually feel? And I thought, doing it here, and we are a big, medium-sized market, right? We are a small-sized market, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, doing it here gives you the ability to work out some of those things. And so seeing that, I was like, that makes sense. I also was worried about SZA because, yeah, she was up there for a while. It was a cool visual, but she was up there for a minute, for sure.
That was a little bit dicey for me. I was like, I hope this turns. I didn't think anything was going to go wrong or anything like that, whatever. But it is the first show of the tour, so they're trying to iron out all the kinks, too.
I thought the same thing when they did, I think it was All of the Lights.
Uh-huh.
And, no, All the Stars.
All the Stars, yep.
And their platforms raised up, and they were both harnessed in, and I said, that harness is for SZA because she is moving around that square. Yep. Kendrick stood right in his spot and rapped. And I was like, they're trying to make sure SZA don't fall off that stage.
Yeah, man. I'm just glad that we were able to be there and be a part of it. You know, even if it didn't come to Minneapolis, which I figured it was going to, right, because we're a big enough market. We got big stadiums, stuff like that, whatever. It is the type of show and it is the type of tour that I would go travel and see elsewhere. But this is the question, the next question I have for you. Were you surprised at the attendance? I wasn't, because I know what Kendrick Lamar is capable of, and I know the type of momentum and the movement that he has right now. But remember going leading up to this, a lot of people were like, yeah, he can't sell out stadiums. Well, that's a damn lie.
Right. Yeah, the interesting thing is there was a whole conversation happening on TikTok where people were looking at metadata for Ticketmaster and trying to say he can't sell out the show. So the fact that he sold it out, first of all, bravo. But I also think it's thematically interesting that he chose Minneapolis to start, because in the first shot he takes at Drake, on Like That, he says, it's a light pack. Your best work is a light pack, and Prince outlived Mike Jack.
Mm.
And so he really leads into this idea of him being Prince. And obviously, well, not obviously, but he at one point performed with Prince.
Yep.
Like, he admires Prince's work. And so it was also this way of saying, I'm going to Prince's hometown on around the anniversary of Prince's death, and I'm going to sell out this stadium. And when I do it, I'm going to show you, even in that market, and I know from the internet, people from Iowa, North and South Dakota, you know, all the way down in Ohio drove up here to come see the show. So it was a hub. It was the first night. Like, I knew he was going to do it, but to be in the room and hear everyone and to see people in every section of the stadium was incredible. Because
yeah.
It's a stadium. Rappers don't do stadium tours.
Yeah.
Not without Beyonce.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And I did go see Beyonce a few years ago when I wasn't even living here at the time. I was hosting middays in Kansas City, but I came here for Memorial Day weekend. And she performed at the time it was TCF Bank Stadium, which is now Huntington
yep.
Bank Stadium. And I came in town for that. And that was just, you know, that was a phenomenal show as well. But I thought that Kendrick and SZA pulled it off. They did an amazing job, which I expected them to. But my next question for you is, where are we at with the battle? Because the battle clearly is over, but now it's in the courts. How do you think both Kendrick and Drake move forward with this whole lawsuit thing taking place?
Yeah, I think obviously Kendrick is taking shots at Drake suing. And he says it during the Super Bowl, you know, some folks like to sue. He has a depositions that he's using during the show. He ends up being Not Like Us as a part of the deposition. I think that there's this expectation of people on the internet that both of these men just get over it. And it's not going to happen for several reasons. One, folks don't get over stuff that fast. I mean, we're still talking about Ja Rule and 50 Cent. Like, they're still beefing somehow 15, 20 years later, right? So that's an unrealistic expectation, and it's unresolved because of the lawsuit and because they keep taking shots at each other in their music. And so I think that there was a battle that we experienced that had a very clear winner. Now, unfortunately, there are stands on the internet who are running around saying, well, no, actually Drake won and Kendrick just used bots. So that narrative is very much like they stole the election type, you know, conversation.
Yep.
Like, you have that narrative that's out there. And so because of the internet, this will never die. And I think that's the difference between people try to compare it to like Jay-Z and Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z and Nas didn't have the internet to let this thing live on.
Yeah.
These two guys have fan bases. And I'll say this as a content creator, anytime I talk about it, my numbers go crazy.
That's crazy. Like, that is crazy.
I can make a TikTok, and you have a group of people who are going to say, you're dragging this. Why are you still talking about it? I'm like, because Drake sued. Because Drake added the Super Bowl performance to his lawsuit. Like, I'm talking about it because it's relevant.
Yep.
And so I think there's a sense that because of how fast the world moves with the internet, we think, oh, we should be over it. But this isn't going away anytime soon. And I have a feeling as Drake puts out a new solo album, which he just announced that he'll be doing soon, he's working on it, and as Kendrick does more music and continues in this tour, we're going to hear and see more things until that lawsuit resolves and until Drake's fans abandon him, which I don't see happening anytime soon.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily a hater of Drake, I've always appreciated his music. Some of his music, some of it I never really vibed to. I will say this. He did lose me in the battle when he made the comment about Kendrick was rapping like he's trying to free the slaves. When he said that, I was like, whoa. I can't rock with you when you're talking like that. I'm a Morehouse College grad. I'm a Kappa man. I can't roll with what you're talking about, bro. So when he said that, he really, really lost me. I don't know how you felt about that line, Wayne, but he lost me with that.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, which is interesting. Actually, before that, the opening line of the song, because at the end of Euphoria, Kendrick says, we don't want to hear you say the N-word anymore.
Yep.
And the first line is Drake's mom saying, maybe you shouldn't start this song by saying, and he says the word. And I was like, that's gross.
Yeah.
Like, this is how we're starting. This is what we're doing. So when we got to the trying to get the slaves free line, and then then when we got to the heart part six and he starts getting into some, because the entire thing is Kendrick told him, you're going to fabricate stories on the family front because you heard Mr. Morale.
Yep.
I think Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is one of the most important rap albums ever because of what Kendrick does in his personal reflection through that album.
Yeah.
And something I've learned from him is if you're going to be vulnerable on record, you have to be willing to let people misunderstand you and laugh at them when they do.
And that's
what it appears that Kendrick's doing.
Yeah, and Wayne, the one thing that I hope that Drake has learned, but a lot of times you look at the way that he moves and you're like, man, you ain't learned nothing yet, is stop talking about people's girlfriends and wives. When he did that with Pusha T, it backfired. When he's done this with Kendrick, it's backfired. He needs to leave the personal, that little personal stuff, like leave the kids and all that stuff, leave that alone, because when they come for you, the way that they're coming for Adonis and all that, then you don't like that people are kind of playing, you feel like they're playing dirty. All right, final thing for you, Wayne, is, and this is the thing that really blew me away, and when I look at this tour, I can only imagine the financial dollars that will be made off of merchandise. Me and my friend, we were in a line, and we waited 45 minutes to get T-shirts, right? I got multiple T-shirts. I said, I ain't standing in this line for just one shirt. I'm getting multiple shirts.
Right.
She could not find a shirt. And so when we were in this other club, like the Polaris something, whatever, to get to our seats, there was another line there. There probably were like 15, 16, maybe like vendor lines. And then there was also a trailer outside. So my question is this. With so many vendor lines and so many people buying up merch, this is just one stop in one city. How much money do you think possibly could be made off of merch?
I mean, that's going to cover the cost of the tour. I mean, that's how artists make money is off of merch. The T-shirts is $55, I think. I mean, the hoodies were $120. And the wild part about it is it's so distinctly Kendrick and SZA. Like, the T-shirt I got has little, you know, praying mantis type character and a Saturn plus the West Coast iconography. I've never seen anything like it. Everything is so distinct to this tour and to these two artists. And so I was right there at the Renaissance tour when it was at TCF Bank as well. And that was another thing, is like those merch lines were out the door. It was insane. And so I think that's one of the things now, is we don't get paper tickets anymore. But wearing the T-shirt saying you were there, that's the thing that people can hold their hat on. And so I think that's going to be the big dollar amount to – they had to have recouped the entire night just off of – because I stood in line for half an hour. And luckily, because I went in the merch line before the show, and they were running out of mediums before the show.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh, this thing will be good. So when we were leaving, I saw with the merch lines – because the merch lines were keeping people from being able to get out the stadium. And I was like, they're not going to get no T-shirt, because at this point, it's 11 o'clock at night. Everybody's been, you know, somebody didn't like so-and-so set and went and got a shirt. Like, that's the deal. That's our paper ticket. That's the proof positive that I went to this thing, is I took video and I got the T-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had the laminated handout tickets. I grabbed one of those too. Yeah, so those are pretty cool. And you can get more merch if you just scan the QR code. Hey, Wayne, man, I'm so happy that you came on the show. Let's do this again at some particular point. We'll exchange information, and I'm going to continue to follow you. Everybody out there, check him out, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram or YouTube. It's Just Wayne Creative. His real name is Wayne Felton, but look under Just Wayne Creative. Great content creator, all things music. And I'm sure you do a lot of other things that you talk about, because you're not just talking about music, but just in your everyday life. I do also appreciate the fact that you are an educator, I was in education for 17 years before radio and television took off for me, and I'm the son of an educator. So in terms of doing that work, man, it's much needed.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care. That's Wayne Felton joining us here on the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
All right, just to wrap up about the concert over the weekend, I'm telling you, and I said this a month ago, that I'm truly going to make sure that I'm on that budget for the rest of the year, just because, man, you can't, like, this concert, this was a tour that I was not going to miss. I made sure that the day that the tickets went on sale, I got a pair of tickets, and they were not cheap. I had good seats, but they were not cheap, and I wasn't on the floor. So when I go to shows, I don't want to be on the floor. I want to be elevated where I can have a
where
nice...
Where you can see where what's I can going nice, on, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be... I'm not a tall guy. I'm not like 6'4", whatever. But beyond that, I just want to have a nice view from the side, right? Mm-hmm. And so I paid a good amount of money for those tickets. In this particular economy, okay, I'm going to be discreet and I'm going to save with regards to where I'm going to spend my money on what concerts to go ahead and see that I can get into and mm-hmm. which ones I'm just going to pull back on. I can't go to every show. I never went to try to be the guy to go to every single show. That's just not how I operate. I have my short list of shows I got to get to, and then all the other stuff I hear about from other people.
Yeah, and I think it makes it that much more special because you've got ones that you target, and you're like, this is my can't miss. Like some of these, it's like, I could give or take whether or not I go to this event.
Yep.
But this is one, and it's, you know, when you guys were talking about just kind of the show, it seemed to me it was more about the visuals and the presentation.
It was everything.
Yeah, you know, the music is part of it, but there's so much more that goes into a show nowadays. And I think if you value something like that and you know that you're going to see somebody that you know is going to give you something that you're not going to forget, then absolutely make it a priority. So I think that's great. I mean, I'm glad that you know, you got a chance to experience it here when it kicked off, because I've never been.
It was awesome.
Out of all the shows that I've seen, I've never seen the very first show on a tour.
And this was the second time that I've seen Kendrick. The very first time that I saw him was in Kansas City. It was the Damn Tour, and it was phenomenal. I think he had YG with him at the time, and so now this time it's with SZA. Awesome. But this is the thing. He didn't really notice it and acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
On the side from where I was sitting, I saw the fire, and I was like, me and Marjan, we were sitting there, and I turned around. I was like, it's still burning. And she's like, that's not part of the show. That's not part of it. I was like, you sure? And we looked up, and it kept burning. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's not part of the show. So the nuance of those things, they got to iron all of that stuff out. Because, and look, the dimensions at U.S. Bank Stadium are going to be different than the dimensions at 100%, where else they go.
Yep.
So, but it was, that part was a little bit tricky.
Well, and that's also like, you're seeing things that they may try it and they realize it doesn't work, so they're going to scrap it. Or they're going to try it, or they might try something different. And that's the joy. Because, I mean, I think we were talking about, you know, like AC/DC and the Stones and these bands that have been around for years. Like, they've been on so many tours, they know what they're doing. They can do it in their sleep. Here, you got a young guy who's, I mean, unquestionably one of the hottest things going entertainment-wise. He's going to capitalize on it and make it a show. And I appreciate that when there are artists that are out there that are willing to say, hey, people spent a lot of money. I'm not going to half-ass it. I'm not going to pack it in. I want to give these people a good show.
Yep. All right, coming up next, A.J. Brown, the star wideout from the Super Bowl-winning Philadelphia Eagles. He made a plea. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. Just recently, A.J. Brown, star wideout of the Philadelphia Eagles, he went on to social media talking about how his car was stolen. And he said he basically made a plea, and he was trying to get the word out about his car. And what he said on an Instagram video was this, quote, "Just bring the whip back, bro, and I won't press charges. But if I find you, it's going to be what it's going to be." Okay. So he said that because there was the theft of his car. He posted on Instagram, and then he also said, "You smooth with it, though. You pulled up at 3:42, speaking directly to the camera about the thief. You fast on your feet. I'm going to show you how fast I can be." So basically, he's letting the world know, hey, bring my car back. And you know what? I won't press charges.
Yeah.
But if you play games, we going up. So that's essentially what he was saying. Well, the update to the story is this. A.J. Brown's stolen car has been found. It was found in Camden, New Jersey. Or is it found in Camden? It was Camden, New Jersey.
Okay.
And the alleged car thief has been taken into custody.
Oh, boy.
Because he claimed that, because he probably has some sort of like tracking thing on it.
Yeah.
He said, "We know where you are right now. Right now. Pull back up, bro." Like, that's insane.
I love every bit of that.
Don't be a thief.
I love every bit of that. And instead of getting charged, just, you know, 5 minutes in a closed door with A.J. Brown. Just, you know.
Yeah, I don't want them
talk
problems.
Talk it out. Huh?
I don't want them problems.
No, I know you don't. But, I mean, for the guy that, you know, kind of.
Well, I don't know. We don't know who he is and what he looks
like. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, A.J. Brown needs to. I love how he handled it, man. Like, yeah, I know where you are.
He was ticked off.
So, well, I mean, wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be totally peeved. But I love the fact that he called that person out on Instagram and was like, "I know where you're at." It you know, because sometimes you know criminals think that they can just get away with it, think that they're the smartest people in the room, and then you get called out, and then it's like, oh, damn, maybe I'm not. Like, how do you backtrack from that? Like, you're like, okay, I don't want A.J. Brown's hands, but I have to.
Well, the other person got hands.
Yeah, well, I have to get myself, well, yeah. You want to be the guy that's going to take A.J. Brown down. A.J. Brown just does not seem like a guy I'd want to mess with.
No, I know.
Out of all the people.
I'm good. I'm not trying. I'm not testing them.
No, I'm not either. So next time I go out and steal a car, I'll be sure that I know that it's not going to be from a professional athlete or an NFL All-Pro wide receiver. Oh, man. Do you think they knew that was A.J. Brown's car? You just get into a car and you're like, I'm just going.
It depends on what I don't know the car that was stolen. So, I mean,
okay.
there's some cars where you just kind of know, like 50, Antonio Brown. There's certain people that have had certain type of cars and whips.
They're kind of associated with it.
Yeah. And by the way, it's probably such an expensive car that you know the average person's not driving it.
Yeah.
Plus, he probably sought A.J. Brown out.
Yeah, I'm sure some of these, I'm not a criminal because number one, I'm not smart enough. Number two, I don't have the energy. Number three, it's a kind of a jerky thing to do.
I mean, being a criminal is not
being smart. A criminal is not smart anyway. Yeah. Yeah. But to be like, okay, do you case? Do you just, you know, do you stalk? Are you keeping an eye on this? Or are you just trying to get in when somebody's out? The whole thing is just, it's very fascinating to me in the sense that what would happen in somebody's mind to do that.
It's insane.
But, man, if somebody's A.J. Brown, yeah, you stole a car. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's A.J. Brown's. Yeah, how do I get myself out of this? I'd be like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I'm dumping the car there, and I'm like, I'm just going to pretend that I didn't even see it.
This is quite the week for Minnesota sports. Because we got Wolves Lakers game 2 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Twins are back in action. We got a full week of Twins.
Yep.
Friday is game 3 here. They've adjusted, just in case people didn't know, but the Twins have moved the start times for Friday and Sunday. So just if you haven't heard, the Twins announced today that they've shifted the start time of this Friday, April the 25th, and Sunday's game against the LA Angels. So on Friday, instead of a 6, it was going to be a 7:10 first pitch. That has now been moved up to a 6:40 first pitch. And then the 1:10 first pitch on Sunday has been moved to a 12:40 first pitch because you got to understand, the Wolves are playing Friday night, and then also we've got Sunday, the Wolves play at 2:32. So we've got a lot of stuff going on in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, Wolves back. Wolves back, Twins home. If you're a sports fan, this is like the best time, though, because you have these two teams that are going to be playing simultaneously. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people are fans of a bolt. So it's like, I don't know. I think it's awesome when you have just this convergence of fans that are just out mingling, going to the restaurants and the bars, and people are just hanging out, having a good time. It's like, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome. And smart by the Twins to try and at least minimize the congestion on their part.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. Final segment. We'll get into a scoreboard and we'll do that next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
All right, final segment here of the Late Show. We're going to dive into a scoreboard here in just a second. We had fun with Chris Hine earlier, then Bobby Nightingale Jr., and then Wayne Felton talking about the Kendrick SZA kickoff to the Grand National Tour. That was fun. I was there. I can vouch for the concert.
Well, it's important when you can vouch. And that's one of the most important things you can do in life. Vouch.
Let's see what's going on in the world of sports, because there's plenty of playoff action going on tonight.
Yes, it is. And we are fortunate that we are only one, I think, of about 4 markets that have both our National Hockey League and our NBA teams.
We'll take it.
In the postseason. Absolutely, we'll take it. Absolutely, we will take it. Let's get to the NBA. We're 2 games right now tonight. The first game of the night at Madison Square Garden features the New York Knicks and the Detroit Pistons. Knicks currently up 1-0, and the Pistons are about 6 minutes away from evening that series at 1 apiece. Pistons lead 90-79. Cade Cunningham with a double-double, 31 points, 10 rebounds. Jalen Duren with a really good night as well for the Pistons.
Detroit basketball.
Jalen Brunson, 29 points and 6 assists for the New York Knicks. Pistons have played really well, and it hasn't quite been wire to wire, but the Pistons have, you know, they've controlled this game for the most part the entire night.
Mm-hmm.
And the second game in the Nuggets-Clippers series, Denver leads that series 1-0. That game is going to be tipping off in about 10-ish minutes. And that game's going to be on TNT. So
TNT, baby.
TNT. I think the Clippers are actually 1.5 favorites on the road.
Yeah, I think they're expecting them to play better than to melt down the way they did last over the weekend.
Yeah. That was a rough start for the Clip Show. Hey, let's get to the NHL and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 1 in the Eastern's conference first round, Alexander Ovechkin scored a playoff goal as the Capitals and the Canadiens are tied at 2, just about 30 seconds left to go in the third period there. The Capitals had a 2-0 lead heading into the third period, but the Canadiens 2 unanswered. They are tied at 2. The Winnipeg Jets, the number 1 seed in the Western Conference, they lead their series with the St. Louis Blues 1-0, and 8.5 minutes left to go in the third period. Up in the peg, the Jets are up on the Blues 2-1. Two series in the Western Conference that are going to be played a little bit later on tonight. Game 2 in the Stars Avalanche series, the Avalanche getting the much surprising Game 1 win in Dallas. The Stars looking to even that series on home ice. And the first game of the Kings and Oilers series, that game taking place in Los Angeles at Crypto.com Arena. I almost called it the Forum or I almost called it Staples Center. And I know I'm so used to Staples Center.
Me too.
But Kings.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I think we are, yeah. But hey, you got some marquee players right now. I think Nate McKinnon going to play tonight for the Avs. You know, you've got, you know, Connor McDavid and Alexander Ovechkin. You've got some big-time stars that are playing in the NHL tonight. Let's get to Major League Baseball. The Twins have the night off, as you had mentioned, Henry. They are starting a series with the Chicago White Sox tomorrow at Target Field. But they did lose a half game in the American League Central standings because the Detroit Tigers got to Randy Vasquez early, and they defeated the San Diego Padres 6-4. So the Tigers are 14-9 overall, now 6.5 games ahead of your Minnesota Twins. Another game from earlier on today, the Atlanta Braves. The Twins may have kick-started something for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, now they're trying to get on a roll.
Yeah, they are now 9-13. I think they've won like 4 in a row now. They defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 7-6. Final from earlier on today as well, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the New York Yankees by a score of 6-4. The Marlins defeated the Reds 6-3. Max Meyer, I believe, had 13 strikeouts in that game for the Marlins. The Mets over the Phillies 5-4. Tyler Miguel, 10 strikeouts in that one as well for the Mets. And the Red Sox over the White Sox 4-2. So at least some good news coming out of the American League Central today. Games currently in action. The Astros shutting out the Blue Jays 4-0. That game is in the top of the seventh. That game currently being played at Minute Maid Field in Houston. The Giants and the Brewers, they are scoreless in the top of the first. Robbie Ray, two-thirds of an innings pitch. He's given up two hits, one walk, and one strikeout for the San Francisco Giants. And that is a scoreboard.
Knicks and Pistons, 90-84. I'm hoping they can hold on, man. I'm hoping. By the way, the Montreal and Washington, now they're all scored at 2 apiece. When you read it, were they still trailing?
No, it was 2-2. It was 2-2. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was 2-2. It was 2-0 at the end of the second period.
Yep, I saw that.
But yeah, those are two unanswered by Montreal. In the
that's crazy.
Yeah. And how about that cross check last night, by the way?
Yeah.
That did get called. Ryan Hartman got blasted in the face.
He did.
I mean, what
that was a bad no call.
That was a bad no call. I mean, come on. NHL, get your poop in a group, man. I
didn't think that's why we lost the game, but that's clearly a call you got.
Well, I mean, I think Vegas
you
got, had
you got to call that.
You do. I mean, I don't think there were. I think for the most part it was a pretty clean game, but I mean, Vegas didn't have their first penalty until like an interference call like halfway through the third period. I'm like, come on, guy blasts somebody in the face, blast him in the back. No call. It's like, dude, got just like, I mean, it's obvious. I'm doing this. Can't believe they can't see this.
That's funny.
Who's flopping for the Knicks? That wasn't Cat, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Has Cat? I guess I haven't even been paying attention to his maybe lack of flopping this year.
Carl Anthony Towns having a kind of a pedestrian game. He's got 10 points. That's it. Mikal Bridges is doing his thing right now for the New York Knicks. Anyway, all right, that's going to wrap up the show with the scoreboard. We're back at it tomorrow night after Twins baseball. You know what time it is. Final pitch. You're on the Good Neighbor. Let's go, Detroit. Let's go, Twins.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.